Alaska Airlines is the latest airline to drop change fees this week, taking a cue from Delta, United, and American Airlines, who have all decided to waive the $200 penalty for most of their tickets. It's the industry's latest attempt to court passengers in the face of dried-up demand and looming layoffs. And for more, let's bring in Seth Kaplan, Here and Now's transportation analyst. And Seth, give us the details of this new change policy. If I want to reschedule my flight from this week to next, for instance, there's no change fee anymore?
Exactly. This is something that Southwest Airlines most notably has always done. You could change your ticket. You might have to pay more if the new fare is higher, but you're not going to pay a fee or a penalty for that. This is the most dramatic change in the post-deregulation era in the U.S., dating back to 1978. All of these other airlines now, in most cases anyway, with some limited exceptions, saying, yeah, you could just go ahead and change your ticket. Not going to get your money back. Might have to pay more if the new fare is higher, but no penalty.
And these change fees represent a big chunk of change for the airlines. Delta, for example, made $830 million from change fees last year. Why are companies deciding to forego this source of profit?
Because they feel like they have no choice. And when United went first in doing this, I think that was just United feeling like they knew how the movie ends and they might as well get the PR credit for going first. Kind of like how JetBlue got the credit for going first with the mask mandate. They realized, look, this is where things are going. Of course, the difference there is that requiring masks isn't all that expensive. Giving up all those change fees, obviously a different story, but they felt that was just what they had to do to get people to buy airline tickets again.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I know these airlines are trying to get, as you said, people to buy tickets again. Will this change be permanent, though, when people really do start to fly again?
Yeah, I guess everything is permanent until it isn't, right, Tanya? Yeah. Certainly, it's not being billed as a temporary change, but a lot of things over the years have seemed like they were going to be forever. Things right. Pro-consumer or anti-consumer, and then the world changes again. So I don't think there's anything we can assume about the long-term future, but nor do I think this is going away anytime soon, at least at these major airlines.
Yeah, you know, last week we spoke to you about the 19,000 layoffs or involuntary furloughs American Airlines says are coming October 1st, with other airlines warning about similar numbers. And yesterday, President Trump promised to help the airlines. How realistic is that help?
You know, he's said this now for a couple of times over the past couple of weeks. The issue is that in order to actually help the airline workers, the airlines say they need lots of money, and it's hard to understand how that could happen without some kind of a congressional deal. Congressional Democrats have indicated their support. President Trump, as you said, has indicated his support. But without a broader deal that goes obviously well beyond the airline industry, hard to imagine what exactly he can do. He can't order them to keep the employees there without them also having the money.
And we recall that the airline industry already got a $50 billion bailout via the CARE Act this spring. Where has all of that money gone?
Mostly to the employees. Most of it is kind of a pass-through. It was keeping people employed rather than putting them on the unemployment rolls. But as airlines have shed workers voluntarily so far, they do keep more of that money.
Seth Kaplan, Here and Now transportation analyst. As always, thank you.
Thanks, Tanya.